We are up to Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches, Chapter 10, Mishnah 8, and Maseches Irvin. So this Mishnah deals with two things. One is that it deals with the halachos of a tree that has very long branches that it actually creates on Rishos. We'll see what that is about in a second. And it also deals with laws, halachos, as they pertain to a door. So let's see. Says the Mishnah Ches, Ilan Shu Mesech Al Ha'aretz. If you have a tree that forms like a covering over the ground, what does that mean? So I don't know, I imagine like a willow tree or something like that, that the branches like come out of all sides of the tree at a height of at least 10 tefachim above the ground, and they slope downwards, sort of like enclosing the area around the trunk. So again, at least 10 tefachim above the ground and enclosing the area around the trunk. I mean, nofo gavoa min ha'aretz shlosha tefachim. If the ends of the branches are not higher than 3 tefachim above the ground, meaning the ends of the branches are within 3 tefachim of the ground, then metaltzlin tachtav, we may carry underneath the branches, because now it's considered that this covering breaks off this area and makes it into a rishus ha-yachid. Okay, sharashav gavon min ha'aretz shlosha tefachim, and says the Mishnah, now that we're dealing with trees, let's give you one more halacha of trees, that if the roots come out of the earth to a height of 3 tefachim above the ground, lo yishev aleihem, then one person cannot sit on them on Shabbos, because it's going to be rabbinically prohibited to use a tree on Shabbos. Is going to be considered muxus. So again, if the roots come out of the earth to a height of 3 tefachim above the ground, then you can't sit on the Shabbos because it's usher to use a tree on Shabbos. Okay, now hadelas sheba muktzeh have a chadakim sheba pirta machtzalos, a totally separate halacha. Now, let's say you have like a door to a backyard, or like a bundle of thorns that's used as like a sort of door in a space in the wall, or reed mats that are used as doors. Any of these situations, eino alan bahen, we can't close the doorway with these things on Shabbos, because when you push them into the doorway, it looks like you're doing the malacha of bona, so we don't allow it. Ela imkin gavom min ha'aretz, unless they like hang above the ground when they're not being used. So like for example, let's say the object is tied with a rope. And it keeps them from touching the ground when it's not in use. So since this is the case, so it's clear that this is a doorway, therefore to put it back in, to push it back in, would be permissible. If it's not like this and it doesn't dangle above the ground when not in use, then it's going to be prohibited. So this is exactly what our doorways are like nowadays, in essence, right? Our doorways exist on hinges, and when they're not in use, it dangles above the ground a little bit, and therefore because of that, we can't use the doors on Shabbos. But again, if you're just placing it in and then pulling it out and placing it in on Shabbos, that's going to be a prohibition, because it looks too much like bona. That was Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Tes now brings up a familiar topic that sounds very familiar, and it's, in fact, it's identical to the topic we discussed in Mishnah Dala. That's if you're standing in one Rishus and moving something in another Rishus while standing in that first Rishus. So can you do that? And so we said that it was permissible to do that, but Rabbi Meir says, not so fast. Lo ya'amud adam b'rishus ha'yachad v'yivtach b'rishus ha'rabim. A person can't stand in a, like, for example, Rishus ha'yachad, and pick up a key or something like that in a Rishus HaRabim and use it to open up a door in the Rishus HaRabim, because he may come to bring the key into the Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaRabim v'yiftach Rishus HaYachid. And the same goes for, let's say, someone standing in the Rishus HaRabim. He can't pick up a key that's in the Rishus HaYachid and use it to open up a door in the Rishus in the Rishus HaYachid, because there's a concern that he might bring it into the Rishus HaRabim and therefore violate the Isra of Hotzah. Says the Mishnah qualification, in the second case, when he's standing in the Rishus HaRabim and he's lifting up the key in the Rishus HaYachid, he can't lift that up, we said, unless he built a wall or something that's 10 tefachim high before Shabbos, which converts the area that he was standing in the Rishus HaRabim into another Rishus HaYachid, so we can then stand in that wall since he is also in the Rishus HaYachid. So basically, he's standing in the Rishus HaYachid, and then he's reaching over to the Rishus HaYachid using the key. That would be permissible. Divrei Rebbe Meir. This is all Rebbe Meir's opinion. Now, Rebbe Meir does not say this explicitly, but we understand, and this is implied based on certainly what's about to come, not only does Rabbi Meir hold this for blatant oraisa hotzah from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, but even for like a karmelis, a separate Rishus midrabanan, you can't stand in like a karmelis and move something in Rishus HaYachid or something like that, even though it's only a rabbinic difference in Rishuses. How do we know this? Because let's see what the next part of the Mishnah has to say. Amrulo, they said to him, Chazal said to him, Chachamim said to him, or someone said to him, Maaseh v'shuk shel patamin shayah b'Yerushalayim. This was what they used to do in the butcher's market in Yerushalayim, which the butcher's market will understand as a carmelis. So in this carmelis, what did they used to do? I guess on Shabbos, shayu no alenu menichen es hamavtech b'chalon sh'al gabei ha-pesach, that when they were standing in the market, meaning that was the carmelis, they would lock their booths, which were makom b'tor evidently, and they would put the key then on a windowsill above the door in a reshus which is considered a reshus hayachid. Meaning, so again, so they were standing in the carmelis, and they would then lock their booths, which were makom patur. So they were then the key can go into the makom patur, and then from the makom patur they would put the key on the windowsill above the door, which is a reshus hayachid. So this shows that a person can stand in a carmelis and move a key in a reshus hayachid, which goes against the opinion of Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yossi says shuk shel tzamarim hayan. Rabbi Yossi agrees that this took place, and therefore it goes against the opinion of Rabbi Meir that you can't stand in a reshus terabanan and move something in another reshus. But he argues that this is not a shuk of it's not a butcher's market. It's rather a shuk shel tzamarim hayan. It was a wool merchant's market and not a butcher's market. But again, Rabbi Yossi agrees with the chachamim that they disagree with Rabbi Meir, and he only disagrees where this actually took place. Anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Tes. God willing, we'll continue next time with Mishnah Yud. For now, we'll stop right here.